Yeah, my name is Mark Fisher. I'm the Electoral Area Director for Area A in Regional District Bulkley & Chaco, which is Smithers, Telkwa, Rural.
Okay, great. And Mark, if you could tell me, where exactly is the crematorium proposed to be?
So the application is for a text amendment, which is essentially a rezoning for a property near Slack Road. It's Henry Road, just between Smithers and the airport, about halfway in between.
And who is responsible for managing the rezoning and public hearings held for this rezoning?
So when an application comes to the regional district, the staff works with the applicant to kind of massage the application, and then it does go out to an advisory planning commission, which is a group of local citizens who look at the application. They make a recommendation to the board. Staff makes a report based on their own research to the board, and then they work with the applicant to organize to get it to the board. And then if it's approved for first and second reading, then there's a public hearing. And that public hearing is an official public hearing that the regional district staff sets up. It's a legislative requirement by the province. It's part of all land use applications. And that's the chance to kind of get everything on record. It's kind of it's the official starting point. A lot of the discussions happen before that, but that's the official time to get things on record, all the information out there.
I wonder, where are we in regards to I guess public understanding of this project and the proposed zoning? Where are we so far with that?
Sure, yeah. So just to clarify, there hasn't been two public meetings that the regional districts held. There's been one meeting which the regional district is involved with, and that's the APC meeting, the Advisory Planning Commission meeting. And again, that's a group of local volunteers who look at all applications in the rural area around Smithers and Telkwa. That is for the APC members. That is an open meeting as well. So that's where we've had an open meeting, but it hasn't been publicized to the public because that's not the one that is for the public. That's way before the public engagement process kicks off. That's just an initial kind of feeling things out and getting some looking at some of the information beforehand. The second meeting that you may be referring to is one that the applicant hosted, and we often encourage applicants to host a meeting before the public hearing because we don't want the public hearing to get bogged down with kind of a back and forth, caught up in a lot of questions and information. It's more trying to get people's concerns and final information presented for consideration. So we often ask applicants to kind of help with that public engagement part. This applicant took us up on that. We often don't get uptake on that. This applicant decided to do that, and they were the people that hosted the second meeting that you're referring to. And that was their meeting. I was participating on that. Staff was on that. The regional district staff was on that to kind of just to listen in. But it wasn't our meeting. That was a community meeting that the applicant held.
What have you learned that you find the most compelling reasons to bring the crematorium here and to not bring the crematorium here, I guess?
Thanks. Yeah, that's a good question. And I like this, how you reframed that at the end there. What have I learned? Because at this point, I don't know if I have an opinion. I've been learning lots. But this is a process. It's an ongoing process. We've got two or three, four more weeks kind of to look at it. So still learning stuff. But at this point, I think there's been cases made on both sides. The general feel from most people, whether or not you want it in your neighborhood, but I think generally there's a feeling that the service is needed because you do have to go to Terrace or Vanderhoof. So it's a safety issue. It's just a social issue in terms of convenience, in terms of like people grieving, having a convenience and local support system for that type of service. There's arguments to have it here because driving too far away is greenhouse gases, and there's safety issues around transportation and environmental issues around transportation. There's reasons to have it locally just in terms of business development in the area, which is always a consideration. So there are, I've heard lots of compelling reasons to have it. People seem to feel like it's needed. That's the case presented by the applicant, and there's been lots of comments to that effect as well from the residents. There's definitely considerations not to have it, and that's would you want it in your backyard. I think some of the stuff I've been reading, I have reason to believe that it's not, there's equipment that if run properly that it could be reduce emissions or have low emissions that we don't need to worry about as much as some other factors in our valley. However, it is in someone's backyard. So what happens if things don't go as planned, which often happen with land use applications? So that's a consideration. There's a social impact on property values to people. Is that going to impact people's property? I think one thing to always consider too is what is our properties zoned for? What's permitted uses when people buy properties? This particular property was bought as a, it was more of a, it's actually changed zoning about 5-6 years ago. And it was a kind of a new zone or a special kind of text in an industrial zone that limited use. So that's what the applicant got. So the argument could be made, well, that's what the applicant got. That's what the property owner has to work with, and they knew that. So that's a consideration. And there's the whole reason why not to, I guess, is what the question was. There's emission factors, there's general impact on people's property, that kind of stuff. So yeah, and I think the residents have done a good job of raising concerns, and they're some things like things being rushed or not being open, I don't think are valid, quite frankly. And I'm happy to talk with anybody about that to make sure that they understand that there's a fair process. So to use those as a reason not to put something forward, I don't think is legitimate. However, there's lots of legitimate concerns that residents have had. So I'd like to focus on them and hear more about those.
And is that what you were addressing in a post that you made on your Facebook page, on your political Facebook page, that there's been misinformation spread around the discussion about this, and also how open the regional district of Balkley-Nechako has been about it? Could you address what you felt like you needed to clear up in that post?
Sure. Yeah, it's a really challenging thing, public engagement. And there's a couple of factors behind that. One is that people don't actually know what the regional district is. A lot of people, and even people who live in the rural areas, they don't realize that that's their local government. It's not the municipalities. So a lot of attention, not much attention is given to the regional district. So it's not, people don't follow it. People aren't aware of what's going on when applications are out there, when things are being discussed, even at a meeting or in the community. They're not always aware, because it's just the regional district doesn't get a lot of airtime. I think it should, to be quite honest. It is the local government for rural people. We have different issues than the municipalities. We have partnerships with the municipalities. We need to have that real perspective. So I think we could do a better job. I say we, as in the regional district, to make sure that there's information out, but we do what's required of us, and we are always trying to improve on that and go beyond that. And I think in general, the public could do a better job of trying to understand what the regional district is as well. So I think that's part of it, of why there's some misinformation sometimes. It's just not, we're not aware of what's going on. So when things come to light, it seems like, oh, it's being rushed or it's closed, but that's certainly not the case. And that's what I wanted to really emphasize on that Facebook post. It's not the case. We have open and transparent meetings. This is following a normal process. Never had, if we have a public hearing the night after, the one for this application as well, and it's the exact same timeline. So it's really about the issue. I think people want to make sure that there's a time to look at all the concerns, look at both sides, come to really good understanding, make a really good decision. So I understand those concerns, but we got to focus on the real information and the facts. It's not the process that we need to focus on right now. And again, I just wanted to make that point, because I think trying to put the conversation on technicalities or process not being followed, I'm quite comfortable that those things are being followed and we're doing the right thing, both from staff level and from the political level. So I really want to focus on the issue, which is like, what are the impacts?
Okay. And Mark, my last question is in regards to Smithers has an 86% cremation rate for deceased residents, according to a 2019 BC Vital Statistics report. But of course, then, leading up to now in these discussions, it didn't allow for cremation within its boundaries. Why, with a number that high, why hasn't this been proposed before, or has it and it's been turned down? Do you have any information on that?
Yeah, I think to be fair to the process, coming back to that, you probably should speak to the applicant as well. I think they have, they've been trying to figure this out for a little bit. It didn't work out in Smithers. It's now in our lap to figure out. In terms of why it hasn't come to before, it's, you know, yeah, and this is one of the challenges too. Local government really, I don't feel they should be involved in the nitty-gritty of people's private businesses. So ultimately, like, the regional district or any other local government really hasn't been pushing one way or another for anything. I think I'm an entrepreneur, and I think it's a good thing to let entrepreneurs and the business community come up with things that we need in our community. And so I guess it just hasn't happened up until now. Now there's perhaps a business case for it. That's up to the person that wants to do this. If they feel like that the time is now to do that, then that's the time is now, and maybe it hasn't been the time beforehand, and maybe there's been other factors, but ultimately, like, that's probably a question for the business community to answer, or you know, the applicant to answer why it hasn't happened up till this point.
Yeah. Okay, is there anything that I didn't ask that you think is important for our listeners to know about this process right now and your association with it?
Every issue is so detailed and nuanced, and there's lots, so much information about every issue that needs to be discussed from a community context. So always encourage people, whatever the issue is, to get involved and be engaged in the issue, because that's where we can make better decisions. That's where we can learn from each other. At the end of the day, we're not going to agree. This one's a really hard one, probably one of the most challenging ones I think I've had to deal with, because there may be winners and losers. I'm always going to try to go for the win-win situation. This one's going to be tricky to kind of come to that compromise. I don't know which way it's going to go yet, but having people involved and engaged and talking to me or talking to staff or talking to the applicant. Applicant's been good to answer questions. Like, at one point, we hopefully, in a world of conflict and misunderstandings, we can hopefully just use this as a time to kind of come together and understand things together. We won't agree. Again, we won't agree for sure, but at least we can try to understand things together.
Mark Fisher, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thanks for your interest, and hopefully it helps some people understand the process, and feel free to reach out to the region district staff and myself.